One. Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Power Rangers Multiverse podcast. This is a fan-made podcast. We are no relation to Hasbro, Saban, or Blue Moon Studios, like this video entertainment, and enjoy it because, well, we love it. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy and have a good rest of your weekend.
The Rangers have a celebration for the birthday of Dr. K, Rias, and Lisa. It's been days since any threats have caught the Rangers' attention. Little do they know, everything is about to change forever. Will the Rangers be ready for what lies ahead? Let's find out.
Power Rangers Multiverse Rangers Season 4, Episode 1, Multiverse in Darkness, Part 1. In a distant area of space, a spaceship of prism-like features is in orbit to Earth. Inside, Master Vile is uneasy while Encryptor is monitoring their course to Earth.
How much longer do we have to wait and get till we reach this planet Earth?
I assure you that our current speed, we will reach Earth in 2 days' time.
We need to get to our destination without any interruptions for this plan to work.
As you wish, oh evil Vile. I'll try to accelerate the thrusters.
The spaceship continues its course to Earth. Meanwhile, at the CC lookout, the Rangers are in the training room as they prepare for what will be their most intense training session.
All right, Rangers. This exercise is unlike anything you have prepared for. Gladiator, dodgeball!
Gladiator dodgeball? What in the world are you talking about? Have you lost your marbles?
What is this, Ragnarok or Olympia? What is wrong with you, Cam?
You think I'm going to do gladiator dodgeball, Cam? When I've done it before?
Guys, it's the perfect balance of evasion, precision, and teamwork. Yo, let's do this.
A complete test of skill, teamwork, and tactics? I love this training session. I'm down.
I'm not scared of nothing, rookie. So bring it on.
Hey! Let's get ready to rumble!
This is going to be great!
This bear's ready for anything. Hit me where do you got, rookies?
Oh, God. Lisa, please don't put anyone through walls.
Oh, boy, I'm glad Rias isn't here to see this with Damian and Lisa. Meanwhile, in her workshop, Death Decay, Rias, and Billy are creating video diaries of the new Rangers.
As you all are new to the team, I would like for you each to create a video diary to introduce yourselves. as well as have it used for future generations to come. As history has shown, that it is always a very helpful source of information.
That sounds great. That sounds great, Dr. K. Sounds interesting.
Sure.
Good idea, but wait, don't Maria need to do a video diary? Maria's already done a video diary with me and the rest of the Rangers.
Count me in.
Sounds good to me. Sure. That gives the next generation an idea who we are.
Dr. K starts with the video camera.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I go first. And where should I start? I'm Yaz, the sister of Mac from Overdrive. Operation Overdrive. My powers were passed down to me from Mac, as he was the Red Ranger of Overdrive. And I've been a ranger about 2 years. In them 2 years, I met Maria in her multiverse 274, and I knew there was something between me between us. And I got a call that there was trouble in this multiverse. I jumped into action and helped you guys out.
Thanks, Yaz.
Dr. K will save the entry.
Who's next?
I'll go next, Dr. K. Where should I start? I'm Tammy, the daughter of Claire and Xander from Mystic Force. My powers were passed down to me from my parents. That's when I became the Shining Moon Ranger. And one day I had a call from you guys asking for help. And when I jumped into action to be here, and Gingy has been with me from day one. And one day that we saw Alex.
Gingy pops out of the lab and stands by Tammy.
As you can see, this is Gingy, so hopefully whoever sees this, just remember, if something happens, you're the next in line.
Thanks, Tammy.
Starts to save the injured.
Who's up next?
I'll go next. So where do I start? My name is Trish. I'm the sister of Joe from Lightspeed Rescue, Green Ranger. My powers were passed down to me by Joe. At that time, I was under Lord Zedd and Rita's spell. I started to attack the Multiverse Rangers from the start, and I didn't know who I was and how I got here from the start. And now I'm on the side of good to save the world and the multiverse. And I've met a kind guy called Jahil, who I wouldn't change for the world.
Thank you, Trish.
Saves the entry. Meanwhile, the Prism spaceship has just entered the Milky Way galaxy.
We've entered the Milky Way galaxy, Master Vile.
Excellent. We'll reach Earth in no time.
Once we get closer, we should be able to communicate with our contact on Earth.
Of course, Darkonda. It was wise to send him ahead.
At least you didn't have to be fused with him.
Except to take a look at the monitors.
We're closing in on Earth now.
Good!
Meanwhile, as Master Vile and Ecliptor are getting close to the Earth, inside Divatox's ship, Divatox and Darkonda are preparing their part of the plan.
How much longer do we have to wait until they get here?
They should arrive soon, but in the meantime, we should focus on how we're going to pass through the Nemesis Triangle.
Don't you worry your silly head about that. I have found a way.
Oh, really? And what would that be, pirates?
You will just have to wait and see. And that's space pirate to you.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, at the CC lookout, Andros, Rocky, and Jason are checking out the computers.
Hey, anything on your end, Rocky, Jason? I've got nothing over here.
All clear on my end. What about you, Rocky?
All clear on my end.
The alarms go off as the radars and monitors try to get a visual.
Looks like something is approaching Earth.
I'll try to get a visual. Hang on. Okay.
I'll call Dr. K. We need all the help we can get.
Jason, we're calm, Dr. K, in her lab.
Dr. K, this is Jason.
Go ahead, Jason.
Something is heading to Earth, but we can't get a full visual.
I'll have a look on my computer right away to find out what it is, and I will get back to you, Jason.
Thanks, Dr. K. Jason out.
Dr. K looks on her computer to find out what it is.
Oh boy, it can't be Divatox's ship after all those years she's back, and this is not what we need.
Dr. K will calm Jason.
Jason, it's Dr. K.
Jason here, go ahead.
Oh boy.
What'd you find out?
I got some bad news, guys. And the thing you asked to look out for, or to look at, it's not good.
What did you find, Dr. K? How bad could it be?
What I found out is a ship, and it belongs to Divatox, who we haven't seen for a very, very long time. And she's back.
Oh, man. Not that space witch again. She brainwashed me on Earth and had me almost destroy my friends.
I know. I've seen the file. And we need to find out what she wants. Also, Reyes is here with me now.
Okay. Thanks for the help, Doc.
You're welcome, Jason.
Back in the training room, the Rangers had just finished their game of dodgeball where their arms went off.
That was a great training session, Rangers. But it looks like we got a problem.
Oh, man. I was really hoping to get another round in, too.
Come on, brother. We have to at least see what's the problem.
If we don't... If we do it again, I'll make sure I will be the last one standing.
Man, it sounds interesting. But honestly, let's go check what it is. It might be serious.
Looks like it's time to get back to work, Rangers. Game is postponed due to a lot of weirdness.
Aye, Jahil, I'm with you, Hermano. We need a round two, but there's a time and place. Vámonos.
Let's all go find out what's going on.
I agree. I'm ready for anything. Now, who needs a beating?
I'm ready for whatever is going on. So, it's time for action. And Lisa, stop making things a challenge.
Let's go to command center and see what's up. The Rangers head to command center to meet up with Dr. K and the others as Trish rush in.
Rangers, it seems that Divatox is back and heading to Earth with Master Vile, Ecliptor, and Darkonda. So we gotta get ready for whatever they may have in mind.
Cam gets on one of the computers.
Not her again. I'll try and figure out where exactly they are gonna land on Earth.
Oh, jeez. First we had to deal with the body snatcher. Now we got the space witch? Great. What can possibly go wrong?
Wait. Why is a wannabe space pirate here? Seriously, what is wrong with people?
Oh, great. Not that wannabe space pirate to deal with.
Oh, man. If she's involved, we already know it can't be good.
Dr. K, Billy, and Cam, keep an eye on things. Keep an eye on them. Plus, there should be a team out in the city to make sure nothing happens.
I'd like to volunteer to lead the mission, Riaz. I have the Guardian powers to help in case we need it to defend the city, too.
Our second Chris to be in charge.
I volunteer to be out in the city. I have a score to settle with that Bruja. That witch is going down once and for all this time.
Count me in.
Another battle. Great. I was just having fun. Thanks a lot, Divatox.
That's a good idea, Reyes. And I'm damn willing to go to the city.
Right, let's go see what she's up to. Plus, I want to take her down a bit. To be continued. Would the Rangers be able to figure out what Divatox is up to? Could her plan actually be successful for once? Stay tuned, listeners of the multiverse.
That's what they think.
They will all fall.
They would kneel before the great Master Bio.
Hey guys, this is the Gold ZT Ranger Chris and Riaz, hey. Lisa from the Multiverse Rangers. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys?
We're here because we got a special surprise for you. We are now being sponsored by Dubby Energy. And Dubby Energy has got some great flavors out there. Clean energy. Good for gamers and content creators out there. You got to try this stuff. It's awesome. We love it, and I'm sure you're going to love it too. Go check it out. Riaz, tell us more.
Also, if you like the flavors, you can actually, if you want anything else, you can use our discount code MRMultiverse. You get 10% off. So check that one out. So, matter of fact, it's so
PR Multiverse, all in one word, all caps.
Yep. And if you're not
use our discount code at w.gg, promo code PR Multiverse, and you get 10% off your purchase. It's going to be awesome. The energy is pure. You're going to love it. We love it. Check them out.
And also, if you want a taste of paradise, go to them. You get the nice flavor tastes. of any sort you want. So, we gotta say, don't forget, try out the products. If you like it, still buy it. We love it.
Okay, let's add this part to it.
Yeah, we are now. Right, okay, this is it. Yeah, already recorded. Sorry, guys. Kind of had a bit of a technical problem there. So, we're going to send out that link again. And if Chris wants to send that link out, here we go.
If you go to dubby.gg, that's dubby.gg, and you take your order and put in the code PR Multiverse, all one word, all caps, PR Multiverse, and you get 10% off your purchase.
So if you're not down with that, we'll give that link will be in our description. And you can follow the instructions that we have given you. So from me and Chris, the Gold ZT Ranger, and Reyes, and everyone, and myself, and from Reyes, we will say, keep it juicy.
It's working fine.
Rangers Multiverse. The Rangers play gladiator dodgeball in training. In the training room, Master Vile and Ecliptor are headed toward Earth. The new Rangers create video entries to add to the video diary. Can the Rangers be ready for what happens next? Let's find out.
Episode 2, Multiverse in Darkness, Part 2. In deep water. Sam and James enter into the command center of Alex's land. I'm sorry we're late. James, help me with something. Yeah, gives Alex back his land. I believe this belongs to you.
I'll deal with you two later. Something's coming. Dr. K will fill you in on what's going on.
Okay, Justin Gentry comes out of the map shaking.
This is the last time James gives me a shower. I'm so cold.
James and Sam walk over to Dr. K as she is on the computer.
James, Sam, and Sam, I have something to tell you. And that is, Divatox, Master Vile, Ecliptor, and Dark Honda are heading to Earth.
I thought Divatox was destroyed in the last battle we had with that sheep. Apparently not. But the other three? Oh, that can't be good. Just at that moment, Campbell walked in with some papers in hand.
I found something that might shine some light on this situation.
He would hand Dr. K the papers.
It seems that Divatox never left Earth. She's been skulking in her ship since she disappeared.
It could explain why we didn't see her in our last battles.
So, if Divatox's ship is on Earth, then why is another ship of hers coming to Earth? And why is Master Vile, Ecliptor, and Darkonda heading to Earth?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder what those goons are up to.
They must be planning something big.
Cam would think for a moment.
Hang on a tick. Why didn't I see this before?
To walk over to a computer and start typing. Meanwhile, Riz gets a team together to patrol the city.
Okay, the teams are going to be in the city. Going to be Maria, Yaz, Chris, Becky, Alex, Tammy, Lisa, and Randy. The rest of us stay on standby. Does that mean that means if they come to Earth, I could put them for a wall? Yay!
You know what, senorita? I'm not even going to argue. Let's tag team those ETs. I got a score to settle with that bruja.
Alright. It's time to see what's going on. And really, Lisa? With the walls again?
Puts her hand. Maria puts her hands over her eyes.
Maria, you shouldn't know by now that Lisa has an unhealthy obsession with the walls. Let her just have fun.
I agree, but let's get to work.
I wonder what it'd be like if Lisa had kids. And one of them turned out to be like Lisa. Like her with the walls. But only time to see what's going on.
Only time can tell, I guess. But she seems to be a tough cookie, and her kids will be just as strong.
Okay, guys, let's continue patrolling the neighborhoods while we've got the time.
Meanwhile, on Divatox's ship, Darkonda and Divatox are discussing their plan.
We need to put our plan in motion before anyone tries to stop us.
Especially those pow pukes. This plan has to work.
You need to keep your end of our deal.
All right, I get it. I already located the turbo case, which we can use to get through the Nemesis Triangle.
Perfect! Soon Dark Spectre will rise again!
But don't just stand there. Go and find those keys. Blasted.
You just got the bozo? How dare you, woman?
As Darkonda leaves and searches the turbo keys, oh boy, the Rangers arrive in the city to begin their patrol.
All right, I think we should pair off to cover more ground.
Me and Yas will take the pot to see if anything goes on over there. Me and Alex will check downtown.
On comms with the Rangers.
Whatever they're looking for, we have to find it before they do.
Me and Randy take the warehouse area. Good idea, Maria.
Becky and I will go check out the city docks and keep watch on the coastline.
Let's get moving.
Right. Let's go.
Right behind you, mi amor. Vámonos.
The Rangers go to separate ways to cover more ground. Meanwhile, the Krypton ship enters the Earth's atmosphere.
Welcome to Earth, Master Pyle.
Finally! Now, cloak the ship so you can't get caught.
Of course, O Evil One.
So, darkness will come over this earth again.
As the cloak ship lands near the shipyard, Darkonda gets teleported to an abandoned warehouse in the city.
The turbo key better be in here, or else I'll cut Divatox down to size.
Darkonda will begin looking for the turbo keys. Meanwhile, the Rangers continue to investigate the area. Alice will then calm the other Rangers.
All right, I just finished checking downtown, but we couldn't find anything. Did you guys have any luck?
It's all quiet here in the park. It's too quiet. Too quiet. I'm gonna go and see if there's anything on the other side of the park.
Chris here. The coastlines and the shorelines are clear. The docks.
Yes, it's quiet here too. We'll keep looking though.
We have one more place to check before.
Lisa will then interrupt Randy.
I hear something over there. Let's go and see what's going on.
We call you. That's the spot I was telling you about.
we call you when we find something. It's going down.
He followed us down to come to our abandoned warehouse where it is the Darkonda, flipping over boxes searching for the keys.
Those keys! I know they're here.
What is he? I've never seen him before.
According to the files, he goes by the name of Darkonda, but doesn't seem like he's a very happy guy.
Okay, but we need to see what he's looking for. Then we call the others.
I agree with that, Senorita.
I need to find those turbo keys in order for our plan to work.
Summon the squad of Quantrons.
All right, Quantrons, help me find the turbo keys and make sure no one gets inside.
The Quantrons follow his orders and some of them help to find the turbo keys or the rest of them guard the entrance of the warehouse.
Turbo keys? Great. What does he want with them?
Randy would then whisper to Lisa next to him.
Whatever it is, it can't be good. We need to stop him, and now.
Call the others, as I'm going to deal with whatever these things are in Darkonda.
As she starts to attack the Quantrons and head to Darkonda, Randy would then prompt Alex.
Hey, Alex. Randy here. We're in the warehouse district, and we ran into someone named Darkonda?
Alex would then respond on his communicator.
Alright, sit tight, Randy. We're on the way.
I'll call the others and let them know.
Tell me what did Tom Maria.
There's trouble in the warehouse district.
Maria would then respond.
We're on our way, and I hope Lisa is not fighting on her own. Knowing Lisa, she's probably putting them through walls.
Les would then calm Chris.
Chris, head over to the warehouse district. Randy and Lisa need help.
Chris's communicator signals that he would hear the message from Yaz.
We're on our way.
He would then calm Becky on the other side of the harbor.
Becky, they need us. They need us in the warehouse district. Teleport there immediately and join up with Yaz and Lisa. They need us.
Chris would then teleport to Yaz and Lisa's location. Becky would then hear her husband's urgent call over the phone.
I'm on my way. Teleporting now.
As the Rangers head to the warehouse district, back at the CC lookout, Dr. K, Cam, and Billy have their hands full with some information of their own. Billy is checking the radars and the monitors.
That's strange.
What is strange, Billy?
The satellites picked up something entering Earth's atmosphere, but then it vanished.
Funny you should mention that. The same thing happened when the scanners detected a disturbance near the docks, and it vanished there, too.
Oh, boy, it looks like Master Vile is on his way to meet up with Diva Talks.
Something is brewing. And I don't mean the coffee. And I don't like it.
Back at the abandoned warehouse, Lisa is fighting Darkonda, while Randy is preventing the foot soldiers from finding the legendary Turbo Kings.
I will admit, little girl, you're definitely a fighter, but you still have. You still don't have what it takes to defeat me.
You think that I won't defeat you? Think again, whatever you are. And not just that. I have something to say. It's morphin' time. Overdrive. Get in gear.
Oh, great. Another ranger.
Lisa and Darkonda continue fighting while Randy continues to fight the fixer.
Oh, Jesus. These guys are definitely not putties, but they'll fall just as fast. I like your thinking. Overdrive. Get in gear.
Randy, with more of it, then he will continue to fight. Just then, streaks of red and green burst through the front doors, followed by the other Rangers.
Just look old times. Now let's finish this. Samurai Sword, listen for it. Ha!
Oh, yeah, my ninja brother. I dig that call. It's morphin' time. Let's rev it up. Shift to the CTs. And now to add a little bit of boost power, a little booster power. Guardian Morpher, activate. Guardian Power, rise up. Guardian of Earth, Green Ranger. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Turbo Staff.
Magical source, mystic force. We got your back. And where's Lisa? Go, go, samurai.
I got your back. And it's morphin' time. Pink galactic ninjetti powers. Heya! It's my turn for that upgrade. Guardian Morpher, activate. Guardian power, rise up. Guardian of Light, Gold Ranger, hi, hiya! Oh yeah, and one more thing, Power Sword. Let's do this, my blade is thirsty.
Randy, we never leave a ranger behind. But we are a team after all. Overdrive, accelerate.
Cool, mi amigos, am I glad that you're here. These things aren't exactly putties, but they're a little bit tougher than the putties are. I'll give them that. Oh, by the way, Lisa, she's over there.
You rangers are too late. I've already got what I was looking for. Yeah, see you later, rangers.
That's what you think.
She says as she speeds past and gets a hold of the box.
You may be fast, Hunter, but I'm faster.
I blasted energy bolts emit from his hand, blasting Lisa into a wall of and causing the box to fall to his feet.
So long, Rangers.
He picks up the box and teleports away. And Lisa pulls herself out of a wall.
Next time I see him, I'm gonna put him for a wall!
Oh, this isn't gonna be good.
To be continued. Nope. Will the Rangers stop Divatox in the plan? Will Master Vile's wish come true? Stay tuned, listeners of the multiverse, and find out.
Oh.
I put her to a wall.
Okay.
Nobody puts this to a wall. I'm getting away with it.
Hello, listeners of the multiverse. You know what? After a long day of saving the multiverse and the universe, there's nothing I like more than a nice, refreshing, ice-cold drink. That's where I like to go, to dubby.gg. They have many different flavors, and also it's ice-cold and refreshing. If you're into gaming or saving the universe, one multiverse at a time.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, yes?
That's a... Hey, where's my drink? Where's my favorite little drink? Where's my strawberry wine?
Don't worry, Lisa. Here you go. With that 10% discount code of PR Multiverse, all one word, we can definitely get everyone drinks. And it's all very, very affordable. Again, it's dubby.gg, which is dubby.gg. And the code for 10% off would be PR Multiverse. That's all together, one word, PRMULTIVERSE. PR Multiverse for 10% off all their great flavors, as well as their nice looking shaker cups, too.
Oh, really? I will buy that. Thank you a lot, Randy. I will disappear, and I will go on their website, and I will do that. 10% off on the Power Rangers Multiverse.
Bye-bye. Hey,
I'm off.
Let them know the Multiverse Rangers sent you.
Yep, tell them we said hi.
They got the ability to morph and even up the score. No one will ever take them down. The power lies on their side.
Did I hear this right? Did Sensei actually go through a wall?
Yeah, Mono. It was not a pretty sight. The face you saw
no,
her
was not.
It reminded me of a steam engine.
Oh,
Jesus.
That's it. Once I get out of him, he's definitely going for a war at the end of the day.
that's what she thinks.
Oh. Hey, Rangers. Cam here. With Lisa's obsession with walls, she's certainly keeping the contracting business alive.
Oh, Cam. Oh,
Danny. Wait,
my God. Really?
Hey, but Cam. Cam,
Cam, this is Reyes here. You and your and the contractors, what do you think you're doing? You're trying to make it... You're trying to get us billed for it?
Reyes. You're talking to a man who had his hideout behind a waterfall. I don't think he knows much about contractors to begin with.
Oh, wait. Oh, you said it was behind a wall. This is Damien, by the way. Geez, that explains why I keep hearing water showers every single day.
I guess you can say Cam is a little wet behind the ears.
Well, at least he's not as wet as his cyber version. That might really short circuit itself.
Well, I tell you what, though, this is Maria here. Why is Maria always obsessed with the walls all the time?
Yep.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Daughter, I could tell you a history about that. Let's just say she's been obsessed with walls since we were kids. And let me tell you, I had to put her through ceilings and floor just to get away from her.
You and your obsession with the ceilings and doors, Damien. Holy cow.
Nice.
Floors.
Floors and ceiling. Okay.
Yeah, but hey, I'm going to say this, guys. If Lisa has a kid, ends up having kids, and one of them turns out to be like her, that's it.
Run.
I'm going to run.
Run?
Hey, I'm sure glad that my kids end up like me.
Excuse me, father.
Wait, what?
And God help us all, she has twins.
Wait. Let me ask you this, Maria. Do you have an obsession with walls?
No.
Then you're good.
But I've got a session to kick your butt, Dad.
Okay. Maria. Okay. It's all good. It's all good. It's all copacetic. You're good.
Okay, guys. I think we
what
should.
What are you calling copacetic?
Anyway, this ain't a copacetic, you know.
You.
Hey, Wolfie boy.
No one said nothing but a cold sack.
Yeah.
I said copacetic, not cul-de-sac.
No, I know. I was telling Eli, this ain't a coma. This is Ed and Eddie.
I don't know. So, from us, we will say goodnight. Adios. And also,
don't let him steal this grape. What are you doing?
Keep your juices flowing.
That is that. You're definitely gonna get a rush when you try Dobby's energy drink.
Right, technical faults again. Sorry about that, folks. Right, first of all, CNI is a podcast. Big shout out to them. Our partners.
We also send our shout out to Grim the Dragon Tamer, GG5.
Yes.
We love you, brother. Comp at the Grid.
Yes.
Mike Patrone. Watch it. Check out his YouTube channel.
Also check out Goku 2004, which is the cosplayer of the White Ranger and Gold Ranger.
Yes.
Also check out G-Hawk on Instagram.
Oh, yes, G-Hawk. Infusion, Red Turbo, and Tyrannosaurus, and also a Gold Ranger family.
Yep.
Yes. A beloved member of the Gold Ranger family. Shouts out to my Gold Ranger family, by the way.
Oh yeah, we got other shout outs we want to give out. That's to Nakia Brief, David J.
Yes.
Fielding, Jason Font, and
DiFilippo.
And plus, soon
we will have one more. We will have one more guest soon, Link Rangers. It's in the matter of weeks. We couldn't bring you season 4 without somebody, Rangers.
So
I think that's about as much as we can tell them without giving anything away. No spoilers. Yep.
There's
one more thing. Look what we just have here. A very special
birthday
for our castmate here.
Oh, that's true.
To Joseph. And we want to say to Joseph.
Ready?
Joseph.
Joseph Adkin.
Joseph.
Yes.
If you're listening to this, if you guys are listening to this, we have got a special, special, special shout out, and it's his birthday today.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday, Joseph.
Happy birthday, Joseph.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joseph. Happy birthday. To you.
Thank you guys very much. 32 years young.
32 years old.
Young?
And.
Oh.
This is going to be my first 32nd
birthday. Nice.
Yeah. So, from us and from the podcast. We will say good night, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, and may the power protect you all.
May the power protect you always.
Get lost in the multiverse.
Oh, hang on. What you got, Rob?
And Steve Cardenas.
Oh, and Steve Cardenas.
Yes, almost
forgot. For giving us a shout out.
Yes.
And don't forget, though, Zane Farm in Space.
Oh, that's right. Birthday shout out we did for Rachel.
Justin Nemo.
Justin Nemo, yep.
Justin Nemo. Silver Space Ranger.
All right, y'all. Unfortunately, I got to pop off because Zordon needs me for a very special mission.
Zordon just called me as well. He tells me I need to head to work away.
He needs the Fireblade Brothers, apparently. So,
yeah. There
we go. We'll talk to you guys later. PSA, the power protect you all.
Multiverse Rangers, out.